It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Will.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The quarterback, the brainiac, and the kleptomaniac. Tom, I know it's only Tuesday, but I have a couple of contenders on my Bama of the Week list already.
Already?
Oh. Now, I'm not upset with you, Tom, because I didn't get an invite to the Skywalker Ranch. Nor am I upset with you that I didn't get an invite to the White House Correspondent Dinner. But what I want to know is, how in the hell the two people you did take was going to get your ass late? Yeah, I heard the story this morning about your little trip to the Skywalker Ranch yesterday with your little friends, Sybil and Jay.
Little.
Mm-hmm. I heard with Sybil, the Sisterhood of Traveling Pants did to George Lucas. Jam. Oh, jam.
Oh, she jammed him up, Huggy.
Sybil, no, you didn't try to stormtroop the creator of Star Wars by interrogating him at his own ranch about him and Melanie's relationship.
The Force was with me.
That man dropped $100 million of his own money to make Red Tails, and you questioned that man on whether or not he's going to take his relationship to the next level?
Right.
Sybil, he already has. $100 million ago. That's agape love, baby. You lucky George Lucas didn't activate one of those lightsabers and chase your ass off the Skywalker Ranch. And Tom, what about your other invited guest, J. Anthony Brown? You invited Prometheus to the Skywalker Ranch?
Oh my God, Prometheus.
Tom, you know Jay's a thief. Jay will steal from anywhere. He don't care, and he's rich. That lets you know he got a problem. Jay will steal out of a dollar store. Jay will steal a CNI dog from a blind man. You don't even want to know what he stole from Tiger Woods, but it rhymes with swipe women. A whole lot of people didn't know Anthony Brown stole LeBron James' hairline.
Wow.
That was way back. Wait for it. Speaking of wait for it, did y'all see the Los Angeles Lakers news last night?
Oh, my goodness.
God is good. Ain't that crazy when people say God is good for crazy stuff? Like you might find a bag of weed and you say, God is good. The Los Angeles Lakers caught a case of the Oklahoma City Thunderfoot in Game 5. Yep, it's over. No mask, howdy 5,000, peace out. Later, alligator. Y'all can hate on the Lakers all y'all want, but you cannot front on Kobe.
That's right.
That llama bean head Bama can
ball. Llama bean head.
He scored 42 points last night. He was the only one on the team doing anything. And on top of scoring 42, he had the coach. I feel bad for Kobe. One play, I thought Kobe was going to pass the ball to Fisher. But nonetheless, Kobe was going ham, world peace was beefing, Sessions was a chicken, Gasol's a turkey, and you can't spell Bynum without bum. I'm putting them all on my list for Friday, the whole Lakers squad. Meta, rest in peace, Matt Moore, Stats, Barnes, E-Bank, Bam, and Mike Brown. Maybe if Mike Brown would have showed his Red Tail movie at halftime, maybe they would have been hyped. We fight. Shoot, Terrence Howard would have been a better coach than Mike Brown. Terrence Howard and Mike, Kobe, keep on shooting, mine. World peace, keep on being crazy, mine. Ron Artest, do your best, man. Spencer, sit your ass down, man. Bynum, Gasol, y'all too tall not to ball, man. I'm about to go to Ben Shilly ball, man.